The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies
from the 90s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie that steals from Hallmark Christmas movies. Steals from Dumb and Dumber. Steals from Overboard. Steals from Mean Girls. A real Netflix original.
The movie with an incredibly wealthy hoteliers has to go slumming it after losing her memory by ending up in a slightly less wealthy hotel. But it's still in the middle of the mountains where it's probably still $500 a night to stay there.
The movie where Santa eats faces and children wish for death. No, that was terrible. I'm too high for this.
Also, none of that happens. So
It totally happens.
Hey, blockheads. Welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast counting down the biggest hit movies of the 1990s one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And I'm Erica Lila.
And it's that ho-ho jingle-jingle time of the year. So Erica's back, and with it, we once again abandon our holy quest to instead...
Enjoy festive holiday fun.
I was going to say stare into the abyss of hell.
Do some Christmas stuff. Also, because it's for your birthday, right? We always do it for your birthday.
Which was last month, but yeah.
Yeah, but still. Everybody's busy nowadays.
I know.
So, yeah, we're doing another Netflix Christmas movie. What was this one called? Christmas in Redhead Christmas?
No,
Christmas
Overhead. Falling Overboard. For Christmas.
Overboard Christmas?
Overboard Christmas. Falling for Christmas.
Overboard Christmas. That works.
Falling for Christmas. This is, of course, the much discussed on the internet.
The return of Lindsay Lohan.
The return of Lindsay Lohan.
Her big comeback.
Big comeback energy.
As in, there's no fucking energy in this movie.
No, and she...
And no cum on any backs.
And there's no, yeah, there's definitely no coming on backs.
And
we should be so lucky.
Yeah, this movie, you know, it's bad. It's a bad, boring movie, but we'll get there.
It is. It does have its moments, you know, like the raccoon puppet.
Oh, yeah.
I always enjoy a good raccoon puppet.
Yeah. There's a couple of bits that I was like, hey, I remember that bit from a bunch of other times I've seen that bit.
Yep.
So it was like going home, you know?
Yeah.
It's really, like, it's
that comfort food.
It's like comfort food, yeah.
That's what you want in Christmas. You just want to put on a cozy sweater and rewatch a movie you've seen before.
Exactly.
Only now Lindsay Lohan's in it and...
And it's less interesting than the movie that you saw before.
Yeah.
It's just... I don't know. It's got a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is crazy.
That's way too high.
Because it's way too high.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put it at a forgettable, lukewarm...
I'd give it a 3 out of 10.
No, I put it in a 45, where it's like, some people showed up to this, sure.
Yeah, I guess
It never went way crazy haywire or did something really fucking stupid. Like, it's just boring. It's just forgettable.
That little girl smiled her ass off. Like, you could see her cheeks trembling from the effort to just make it a little bit wider so I could see the gap where her tooth was missing.
Yeah, now they definitely had some wires on that girl's face just to, like, stretch it out.
Yeah.
No, I want a bigger smile.
I think they use that facelift tape, too.
Yeah.
Bigger smile, sweetie. I can already hear the director. All right, sweetie, bigger smiles. Bigger smiles.
That was just a couple of scenes where her eyes were just, like, a little dead.
Just watering.
Yeah.
I can't smile anymore.
She's just, like, disassociating. She's just pray
you'll
for
fucking
her.
Smile, girl. You know what's good for you.
She brought it. That little girl brought it.
She did. She was extremely adorable in an uncanny valley way.
Yeah, like you said, a Pixar character.
Yeah.
Because she's the cartoon in this. There's like it's all like a lot of robots in this fucking movie. Like everybody's very robotic and the modern how fast we're moving with AI.
Yeah, this whole movie could have been. This whole movie, it definitely feels like the screenplay was written by an AI.
Yeah. Like they were made to watch a bunch of Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
And AI was forced to watch Lifetime movies and those Netflix Christmas movies.
And for some reason, somebody also put in Overboard and Dumb and Dumber and.
Yeah.
Maybe
no, it's just AI. It doesn't come up with anything new. It just takes from other stuff.
That's right, exactly.
Yep.
So let's actually break this movie down, I guess, because we'll go scene by scene. I'm sure we'll have something to say about some of this boring nonsense.
Sure.
So this opens up with Lindsay Lohan being super wealthy.
Yeah, she's a hotel heiress.
She's a Paris Hilton type, only without the show or the porn tape or success, I guess.
Massive social media presence. And she's also dating a social influencer.
Influencer star.
Right.
Yeah. So she should be known.
Who, like most influencers, is famous for no apparent reason.
Well, her dad dismisses him as a salesman, which is a pretty apt.
Yeah. For as an influencer.
I mean, he's not even like a girl with a big ass, so I don't really understand, but you know.
He's a dude with an interesting wardrobe.
I suppose he is a dude with an interesting wardrobe. I did, some of his fashion choices were bold and innovative.
Yes. Yeah. His space fascist outfit was possibly the best.
By that I mean he looked like an extra that you would see in the back of like Star Trek The Next Generation episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I had seen this movie once before with my girlfriend, and I fell asleep through it, like, right away.
That sounds right.
I kind of remember waking up here and there, and there's a couple parts that I remember, like, pretending like I was awake, when you're just like, I just woke up real quick and acted like I knew what was going on. I'm like, ah, look at Lindsay Lohan trying to make a bed. I did remember after I finished watching it, I was like, she had, like, a gay best friend in this movie.
Nope.
No, that was her
fiance. Yeah.
That was a social Tad.
Simultaneously, the gay best friend.
Yeah. I mean, at the end, it was just kind of funny.
It's efficient. I like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, but also wasted. They well, we'll talk about it.
Right. Yeah.
I was unhappy with that choice.
Mm. Yeah. Because the movie doesn't try too far one direction or the other.
Well, true.
It's. She's an heiress. She's a stuck up, spoiled. They're making up a job for her.
Yeah.
She doesn't even care. She's not even like Billy Madison it when she has to prove something to her dad.
But she's self aware enough to know that the job is bullshit.
The job is
VP
bullshit,
of atmosphere. She's like, what even is that? Like, I know that's a fake job.
Yeah. 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 They could have just said, like, you know, like moneymaker galore or something.
Yeah.
Right.
They could have made her like VP of social media marketing or something like that. Like,
right.
No, because that she would actually have to do stuff for that.
Well, obviously, whoever was immediately under her would be charged.
Would actually be doing that.
And she would just be, you know, posing at poolside photos and ski slopes. And
so, yeah, she's meeting with her dad. Well, actually, first her dad's meeting up with old Jack
Russell
face.
Yeah, the guy that looks exactly like her dad.
Yep, the guy that looks like her dad, but
her
younger.
Dad with like chipmunk cheeks.
And kind of pudgy cheeks.
And he's the whitest fucking person I've ever seen. Like, yeah. Jesus. But he looks exactly like her dad, so I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Same haircut.
They have the exact same haircut.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if the dad got to the set and was like, no, I want to look like that guy. The young, attractive guy.
Give
me that haircut. I like that haircut.
So he's trying to pull some sort of deal to get money from them or something.
Yeah, yeah. He wants him to invest in his
little inn. Yeah,
yeah.
And the dad is like, "Well, you gotta beat me at skiing for some reason."
Right.
Is he supposed to be like the virgin guy?
Maybe
like an eccentric.
Yeah,
like a Richard Branson type.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Richard Branson type of guy.
It is an interesting move,
but again, it doesn't go that far.
It's an interesting move that you're an owner of a small inn to go to like a giant hotel owner for an investment. You'd think you might want to go to somebody that is not your direct competition.
Yeah. Right, because that guy will just be like, oh, I'll just buy your inn.
Yeah, I'll just buy your inn and I'll get the fucking Branson inn or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Beaumont. We'll just make another Beaumont.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Belmont. Belmont? Beaumont?
Belmont?
I feel like Belmont. He was fighting vampires, so we're going to go with Belmont.
Okay, yes.
So then he doesn't beat the dad, so the dad's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, kid. You know the rules. You could have beat me at skiing. Nothing happens.
That's right.
No, what happens is that she's going to go.
And then bullies make fun of him. And they're like, you can't ski, mister.
Yeah.
And then he has to train super hard in a montage to be better at skiing.
To beat them at the ski.
That's right. And that's how
the ski
movie
race.
Ends. Yeah, the big ski race where he has to beat the dad. And he comes over and he's like, well, God damn it. I respect you.
Yeah,
here's a check for $1 million.
And that is why this is the movie where anything can happen.
Right.
That's right.
Because the plot is so fucking...
Right.
You're going to come up with 20 better movies watching this movie.
It's so generic that it could have been that.
Yeah.
It could have been a ski competition. Like,
yeah.
Or a dance competition.
Like, how about a rematch, sir?
Yeah. Or... Like, or she travels back in time, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's so generic.
That would have been, like, so much better. Like, yeah, we're going to do a rematch on Christmas Eve.
That's true.
Yeah.
Even the travel back in time thing would have been much better.
I feel like you could easily have done that. So what happens is, she is dressed up in a super nice dress to do something, and then old whitest guy bumps into her and spills chocolate on her?
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot chocolate
on her.
But it looks like that weird tactile foam sand shit.
Yeah, it looks really
it's
weird.
It's definitely not actual hot chocolate. They probably tried it with hot chocolate, and they're like, nah, the camera's not picking it up.
It was like the whipped cream, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think it was even that.
I think
like,
it was supposed to be the whipped cream and like foam, but it just...
No, that shit was like chocolate ice cream.
It just did not look right. It's because it was bad prop making. Prop master, you are bad
You're bad at your job.
So then... she's like, look what you do! Look what you did and all that. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then he also spilled hot chocolate on his own plants or his own like proposal thing, right?
Probably, yeah. It doesn't
matter. He spilled most of the hot chocolate on himself.
It does not matter in any way. It never comes back up.
No.
He doesn't even remember her later.
He doesn't remember
her later.
In fact,
she goes against the plot.
She doesn't. It never comes back where she's like, I remember you bumped into none of it.
No.
None of it happens.
No.
So pointless.
Is the most pointless.
So then he goes back home and he's like, well, that didn't work. I guess we're going to lose the blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And then Tad takes her to go skiing with this other influencer went to go skiing.
Right.
Which is out in the middle of nowhere where he proposes to her with a ring that's way too big.
Yep.
And it's a fucking brick.
Yes.
And a weird color too. It was like yellow.
Canary. Yeah, it's a canary diamond.
A canary
really
diamond.
Fucking expensive. Oh.
Well,
there's a lot of people got to die for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's definitely a blood that size. Definitely a
blood
diamond.
Oh yeah. Many people lost their lives and livelihoods for that. For them to make that bit
worth it.
He proposes to her, but at the same time, old Jack Russell. All right, Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Old Jack Russell.
I think it's Jake. I don't.
Yeah, you're right.
Jake.
I think it's
all
Jake.
All my notes just.
No, it's Jake.
All my notes just say chubby cheeks. So
chubby cheeks.
Whatever.
Good old white chubby cheeks.
Mm-hmm. I don't look this up.
Takes his daughter to go hang up, do this thing where they put up an ornament.
No, it's a wish.
The
grandma takes the daughter while he takes the one couple on like a sleigh ride.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because
that's
how he finds her because she falls off the mountain and he falls off the mountain. Tad and Sierra, Lindsay Lohan's character, both fall off the mountain.
Well, wait.
Different directions.
Different directions.
Yeah. Because of the avalanche that the little girl wished for.
Exactly. That's You're getting ahead of the wish here. The wish is very important.
We're just really excited.
Because, first of all, Santa Claus is in this goddamn movie. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah.
But real life Santa Claus is in this movie, granting wishes, changing the weather.
Eating faces. Greeting you with an unsettling smile.
Yeah, fake teeth and all.
Bloodlust in his eyes.
Yep.
His name is Jake Russell. You're right.
Jake.
Skin singed from the furnace where he burns the
bodies.
Yeah,
there are the Belmonts.
Yeah, he was fucking creepy looking.
He was so red. Why was he so fucking red? Was he drunk?
If it's Santa Claus, I assume he's always drunk.
Mm. Oh, yeah, probably eggnog.
First of all, like, what?
Or just milk drunk.
He's like,
drink that much milk? And that much sugar?
Just ferments in your belly.
Too much, man.
It's like prison hooch, but like your belly instead of the toilet.
Your belly, exactly.
Soon to be in the toilet.
He's just drinking White Russians the whole time.
He's like in Park City, Utah before Christmas.
I assume that's where he hangs out. Right, yeah.
Like the week before. He's handing out roasted chestnuts. And then...
elf nuts.
Yeah. And is he just there to grant those wishes? Like, does everybody put a wish in there?
No. He just, you know,
he just picks
what he needs. Yeah.
He just happened to see that one little girl and was like, ooh, delicious face.
Yeah.
I'll grant her some happiness before I feast.
Before I feast on her delicious face.
Before I feast. Because the happiness is what makes the face taste better.
It really does. It's like a natural tenderizer.
It's a smile lines.
Yeah.
And also, if you fry the skin after they've had a joyous moment, it's so crispy, but also has like this unctuous layer of fat that just melts
I'm
in your mouth.
Out.
I've heard.
I'm a little hungry for some crispy jowls.
Yeah.
Actual real Santa Claus is there,
and
but they never even do the thing that they like the corny, stupid movie should do, where he like looks at the audience and winks, or like
there was a little, whimsical musical sting.
There should have been there like was. Some twinkles, or like you said at the end, he should have disappeared, and you should have just turned.
Yeah, off, he should have disappeared yeah, instead of just exactly. standing there like scratching his ass. Bells,
or you see the reindeer, fly
which makes
by,
me think he's just a
dumb bullshit.
A homeless. He's just a guy suffering from Alzheimer's really bad.
And he's just a guy who eats faces. He's I'm very clearly.
Plus, he has magic.
Yeah. He so we don't see what the wish is, but we can only assume that it is
death.
To kill a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Santa Claus immediately is like, I got you, little girl. Like,
Avalanche.
I'm a poor girl. I would like to see a rich girl suffer and die.
Yeah. And by poor, I mean not poor at all.
Yeah, not really poor. Yeah. I mean, I live in a very nice resort.
Yeah. In a town that it's very expensive to get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. For
like,
sure.
My father will get $10 million for this land. Poor us. Easily.
Easy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the fucking whole resort.
There is also the idea that resort is not doing well.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is such a nice resort. It is so well decorated. It's so cozy.
Beautiful and American town yeah, during Christmas.
Tiny, beautiful yeah. ski resort town. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, insane.
And, like, the main competition seems to be, like, an $800 a night.
Yeah, yeah, like a resort place, yeah. right?
That's like, no, I'll
it's
take
like
the...
like a high-rise.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's yeah. not what you want.
Yeah, exactly. That's not the authentic. So, anyway, Santa Claus wishes her dead, and then... Well, the little girl does, but he
also,
sends
they
an
say,
avalanche.
They say they can't compete with Airbnbs. Where are people Airbnbing in that town of, like, five people?
I know. Yeah. In what house?
Yeah.
What Main house? Street was like three buildings
yeah,
and
exactly.
a tent.
We saw yeah. that. We saw the entire town. It was 10 buildings and three tents.
Yeah, every
right.
establishing shot was yeah. all of them. Yeah. All the buildings and tents. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like that hotel, that resort. I liked the being in the hot tub with the snow around it. Oh, I think
yeah,
that'd
yeah.
be fucking dope.
Yeah, no,
those
that is cool.
Weird balcony pools.
Yeah, the balcony
definitely,
pools.
Definitely hot tub and snow. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So then she falls, hits her head. And then old Chubby Cheeks pulls up and finds her.
Right.
Takes her to the hospital where you find out that she lost her memory. Ooh, big plot twist.
Yeah. Oh, finders yeah. keepers ensues.
I've seen that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows yeah. if you find a lady.
it's already a precursor to this, finders keepers.
That's right. I mean, it's one of those laws that they just never bothered to repel, but it's been in Utah state law since the beginning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, you think that like he's going to take, like he fights so hard to take her in, and you think it's because he recognizes her and is like,
you
oh,
think it's gonna be an
yeah, I'm going to yeah. take her in, you know, maybe work her to the bone just a little bit. And then hopefully her daddy has like a reward that I can collect. Like, look, sure. I saved your daughter.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, the idiots back at the hotel just never, they're like, oh, the heiress that we were told to protect and like just
we're not
coddle.
Gonna look for her because we saw
she's missing.
A note.
Yeah. yeah. Because we think maybe she took off with that
we
dude.
Think maybe she went off with that dude.
It was
yeah,
probably consensual.
Assume,
exactly.
Well, it's probably consensual, one. Also, I assume that guy, if he's it's such a big deal influencer, and we see him constantly posting and taking
yeah,
pictures.
Yeah, you would just check his fucking Instagram?
Yeah, you could just pull up his Instagram
yeah.
and be like, oh, he hasn't posted in like 12 hours? That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And then eventually, yeah. wait, he hasn't posted in 2 days? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time for search and rescue.
But no, instead, they're like, yeah, it's fine. And then the people in his nice little inn, none of them have social media.
Of course not.
Because
they're just good, real American folk.
Yeah, this is where the movie could have had her travel back in time.
Yep.
And this could have been in like the 1990s.
Yeah.
Right. And there's no cell phones and there's no social media and shit, you know. Yeah, and yeah. also people pay with checks, which they do later
they
on in this
do.
Fucking movie.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. yeah. And like all that shit would make sense.
Right.
But no, like,
but going to a town like that, Francisco, it is stepping back.
It's
to
like
a
going
real
back
America.
To yeah, yeah.
everyone is white except the
That's
service
not
workers.
True.
Well, everyone is at least rich.
Yeah,
yeah,
not rich, but doing okay.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's that blue collar rich, yeah. right? These are just regular folks in $3 million like
yeah,
little exactly. little tiny condos.
Yeah.
That's right.
yeah.
These are regular folks living like you know.
Yeah, and living in $10 million yeah. houses on in Park City, Utah.
That's
just
right.
regular old
regular
American
old
people.
This is one of those places where like the stores can just price jam at $12 a jar
right.
and sell out.
Yep.
Like no
they
one should
Whole
be struggling.
Just like a regular person and pay $10 for like a tiny bushel of grapes.
Yeah.
Just like a regular person.
Yeah, you know, like on the holidays, they give their servants a day off, just like regular people do.
Exactly.
They tip their mailman and...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going back to that John Hughes thing where he created the blue collar rich guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's just a regular old slob, but also doing way better than your family's ever gonna be doing.
Yeah, just happens to own a multi-million-dollar piece of property.
Exactly. So then we also get a B story in this where Tad ends up falling in love with the backwoodsy mountain man.
And it never pays off.
And it does not pay off.
Oh, it paid off up in my
Exactly. It kind of pays off at the end with Terry.
You're imagining a better movie.
Yeah, the whole time.
Interesting movie.
The whole time, Erica was just imagining a different movie. Yes.
If you'd like to explore my version of the movie, particularly Tad and Daddy Bear's adventure, sign up for my newsletter.
That's right.
And
which is a.
It's gotta be smutty.
It's a movie that I would like to see.
I would hope so.
That Tad and. Ralph?
So it's Tad and Ralph. Let's explain this because the audience at home is probably wondering, like, what the fuck we're talking about. So
he ends up lost in the snow as
Tad,
well.
Again, Tad is her boyfriend, her fiance now.
Yeah.
Who is a social media influencer.
She didn't say yes.
Yeah, she didn't say yes. Yeah. You're right.
He just shoved that ring
he
on.
He shoved
her.
That ring right on.
And then
there.
She went, ah, and then fell down.
Yeah.
which is about how I would react.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
I don't even think there was a blizzard. She's just like looking down on the side. Like, she's like, fuck it.
What do I say? Just throws herself back.
Yeah.
I did that once at the end of a date. Yeah. I just like literally threw myself out of his car to avoid kissing. It wasn't moving; it was parked. But I just like opened it and pretended like, "Oh no, I fell out." Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna continue falling back into my place.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm still going straight back into my house where I'm locking the door.
Yeah, turning off all the lights.
Yeah. Making up roommates so you can't let yourself in. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So Tad is also the person that, as one of you said, you assumed at first was the gay best friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he has a little bit of that energy.
We all did. Even
Mucha did.
He's very flamboyant. He's got an English accent. Mm-hmm. You know.
He's dressed impeccably.
Yeah. So he falls off this mountain, survives, obviously.
Yeah.
Kind of wanders through the snow. Phone is dead. Finds himself a tiny little fishing shack.
Yeah.
And inside of it is an old
daddy bear
named Ralph. They form this bond.
Yeah.
Then their next scene together as he gives snowshoes to old Tad.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, don't worry about me. I got big feet. And Tad's immediately like, oh.
Yeah, he was interested.
He gave the George Takei like, oh, bye.
Yeah. Ralph has no phone, I'm guessing, right? He's just a little shack.
He talks about it. He doesn't believe in cell phones.
Yeah.
That's how the government spies on you.
Yeah. He's off the grid.
As we later learn that Ralph is a poacher.
Also, Ralph is just like, well, we got to make 2 days into town, I guess.
And it takes them a week.
4 days. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think 4 days is what it takes, right?
But even then, they still had to be found.
Yeah. This is just so that we didn't have to kill Tad in this movie.
I guess.
It's just because, like, well, wouldn't Tad be looking for her? Well, I guess he could kill Tad.
No, that's too dark.
Yeah, can we Encino Man him where he's frozen in the ice for a thousand years?
They just thawed him out at the end of the movie, and he was like, darling. And she's like, I'm married to this guy now. And he's like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been funny if he was just a frozen block like a.
The whole time.
No, it would have been great style. If it was like literally 1,000 years and he like wakes up and it's 3022.
Yeah,
and
like,
it's like time to social media influence, and they're like,
who?
We don't.
It's 1,000 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we don't have any of those things anymore.
Like, you guys destroy the environment, and now there's no more anything, and like we live in
ice. What's this ice you speak of?
Yeah.
he's discovered by Will Smith when he comes back to. After Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, no, we're busy fighting fucking blind aliens or whatever the fuck.
Just time travel in general would have been better for this movie.
Yeah, just all around.
Yeah,
both ways. All around.
Heck yeah.
Future, past, anything to get us out of this fucking hellscape of a movie.
Yes.
So then she wakes up in the hospital and she's like, I don't remember nothing.
Yeah.
Although
she's kind of in, like...
Indignant?
Yeah, she is. She's like, what are you talking about? I know everything. Wait,
yes.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'm fine. She's
also like,
give me nice stuff.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, what is all this peasant stuff?
Exactly. I'm telling you, it's in the.
Yeah, her personality stayed the same. It's like, ingrained. She didn't remember who she was, but she remembered she was incredibly wealthy.
Still a bitch. Yeah.
Well, she remembers she didn't wear used clothes.
Right.
She
didn't wear used clothes. She opens up the window expecting to see, like, a fucking vista.
Yeah, because she remembers that somehow. Yeah. But no, she sees like regular old folks walking out
and waving at her, just staring into her room. The point
is, it's weird that they're like looking into her window, just waving.
Yeah, the point is that old Jake offers her a place to stay at his inn because it's mostly empty,
right on his lap.
And it's Christmas time, but it's a weird thing to do.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. She has kind of big tits. Like, she can come stay at my place.
Pretty enough. Yeah, sure. Then she's like, I don't know, but then they give her hospital food and she's like, ew, gross.
Yeah.
Get that out of my face.
Yeah, and she sees a meatloaf and bounces. I don't blame
her. Well, and also the doctor's like, no, she can't stay here because
Christmas.
You know, it's better for her to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one doctor's like, maybe she's kind of a bitch and we wouldn't want her here.
They finally settle on she should try her normal routine.
Her normal routine of living with a guy she's never met before.
Yeah, in a place that she does not know.
She's never been.
Yeah. You know, we don't know what she was, but whatever. Yeah. Normal routine. So he takes her back to his inn, and then that's when he gives her the clothes, and she's like, I don't wear used clothes. And then he would have been like, well, go outside and fucking freeze to death.
Yeah.
But he's like, nope, she's pretty. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then this is when she meets...
It's a very small town. There's not a lot of options for this guy.
Yeah, it's true. Also, everybody fucking sucks his dick left and right. Like, everybody loves this guy.
Yeah.
In a weird way. In a way that makes me hate him.
But also... A lot. Oh, yeah. No, they don't... They definitely overplay their hand of like, he's the best. He does charity for everybody.
Yeah,
he has the philanthropy resume of a serial killer trying to cover his
tracks. Yeah, for real. Working really hard. Right. Like a psychopath just trying to act like a human being.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, there's just been a lot of headless children found in the creek, is all I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. No. And they're like, and he's like, oh, bears again, I guess. Yeah. Bears. These bears
bears.
Yeah. Yeah. Raping these children and cutting their heads off like bears do.
Anyway, like bears never do. Go in my trophy room.
Basement.
Yeah.
Like those bears
on an unrelated matter
with their 45s that they shoot these children with. God damn these bears.
Ah, they're everywhere, these bears. Real nuisance.
Someone ought to do something.
See, so much happens in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. So much. We're going straight to serial killing a lot in this in this movie, because it would have been better.
Because we all wanted to die watching this movie.
Literally anything would have been better. Just some ounce of incident would have been better.
Well, then what happens then is that she meets the grandma and the daughter.
That's right.
Gets a little bit of this perfect guy's perfect backstory shit.
That's right.
I mean, it does.
Tragically widowed.
He's single dad.
It does follow the Lifetime movie formula for sure. The guy is right out of that. He's a little shop owner, kind of.
Yeah.
She's a big city girl. He owns
a small business. He's a single. Yeah.
But twist. Because it turns out he used to be the big town guy with high flying business, literally.
That met the small town girl.
Yeah, so, with the inn and the cozy Christmas town, and then they fall in love. I mean,
is this a sequel to another Christmas movie we didn't see?
Like a sad one.
Yeah.
And then he can't get himself to put that angel back up on the tree, so he just puts it in his drawer.
And creepily,
where it looks like a little corpse.
Yeah,
it
does creepily look like a corpse. Takes it out every once in a while and caresses it.
Yeah.
You know, in a total normal way.
Yeah,
right over his lap, as you do.
Yeah, in his desk, his work desk. You know, like where you keep stuff, sentimental stuff.
That's right.
There's no squelching. What are you saying?
So then,
those aren't cum stains. What are you talking about?
Then we follow that up with a good old fashioned montage of Dick Van Dyke bits.
Yeah, this was awful. This was awful. So they just decided, like, how do we get these two crazy kids together? I don't know, a bunch of montage of shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah, so this is when she is like, I can cook. And then she
cooks
like she saw it in commercials, which was pretty accurate.
I guess. She saw her servants, her help.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Cook in front of her
before.
Yeah.
She just smashes the eggs really hard.
It's more like she hasn't even seen it. She's heard someone describe cooking before.
It's the same with laundry. She just kind of like...
I mean, it's the Mr. Mom bit.
Yeah.
She way puts too in way too much soap.
Always way too much soap. Suds up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't do the way too much soap, but I did do the same thing of dropping the whole bottle in the...
Ooh. The whole thing?
Yes. Yeah. Luckily, they landed like upside, so it didn't spill too much, but...
Yeah, you've already lived this, Lindsay Lohan.
I have lived the Lindsay Lohan
Christmas.
There was a remarkable amount of Erica being like, "Hey, I've done this.
I've been that person." Yeah, this whole Lindsay cleaning and learning how to make a bed and doing laundry.
Well, it's because you're van living now, and like that's a big
excuse me. It's not just a van down by the river; it's an RV.
It's an RV
down by the river. It's got a toilet.
Yeah, that does make a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
It really does. You have not lived until you've taken a piss at 60 miles an hour. So I don't recommend it.
No, I've done it on boats, and that was not fun either.
Yeah. I don't know that I've lived.
Yeah. Maybe she started living over here. Yeah.
All this time, she never lived.
She doesn't know how to make a bed.
No.
And this is when, I was like, this is like a very rich person's fantasy to be like, you know, it'll be fun if we just slummed it out and had to stay in like a 4-star Airbnb, bed and breakfast and cook our own food and make our own bed. Wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're never going to do that because we're very rich. But, but. Wouldn't that be fun if we did that? It very much had that feel. Like, she's not toughing it out. It's not like Overboard where she's living at a goddamn fucking
trailer park.
Yeah,
for sure.
A shack on the water.
There's like a legit outhouse and all that.
Yeah. I'm going to just ride on this dude's one horse sleigh. I'm used to like 8 horses. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It is a downgrade, though, to go to like a 3-star for sure. Resort.
This place also looked like I couldn't afford that.
Oh,
place.
No. There's no way I can afford his. Not a chance that I could afford to stay in that fucking North Star.
Park City, Utah.
Whatever.
Yeah. There's no room under $250 in that place.
No, not a chance. I'd be staying like an hour away in the fucking Motel 6 driving to the city show. That's what I'd be doing.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you go there. We'll go there for one day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we go
to the fucking festival for one day. Yeah. And they're like, oh, this is a cute town.
Yeah. I wish I
How
had
much
the money
is that? Oh, shit. No, I can't buy that $100 candle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how the poor's vacation.
Yeah. That yes. is exactly how we
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Yeah. We stay an hour away.
That's right. We drive like goddamn Americans.
And then we walk into the room and go, this is pretty good. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. It's all right. Sure.
We're not going to spend this much time
have
here
a meal
anyway.
There.
Yeah. We're not going to be here at all anyway. Yeah. Yep. But no, it's ridiculous. And everything is, again, Lifetime movie, Christmassy. Yeah.
We go into the North Star Hotel. We have one drink and then we're like, $20.
Like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Dude.
Let's find some goddamn townies in the dive bar.
Let's find where the PBR is. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so then she starts, getting some feels for him while at the same time old Tad is getting some feels for Ralph.
No, they have nothing.
I don't know if you if you saw them ski and then fall.
Yeah. I hate their romance
so
much.
They fell together.
They fell together laughing.
It is the most fucking nothing, just cut together scenes.
He teaches her how to flip an egg or pancake.
Oh, with horrible technique. Yeah, he's just pulling it up. It's the wrist. It's
all
not
the wrist.
Yeah, and you gotta
listen to old Jack Burton.
It's a montage of him just teaching her and hanging out with her and shit. And the whole time I'm like, he's still playing the con, I think, right? He's trying to get the money.
Yeah, this whole movie, up until like the last 30 seconds of the movie, Francisco was convinced he was overboard.
Yeah, he was conning her, And the mom, too.
Still makes no sense. I think he was lying.
Yeah,
I think we have an unreliable narrator situation.
Maybe. But yeah, no, you would think.
Because even the grandma does some shit that I'm like, that was way too
manipulative.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm just happy to
just
be crying
through
in
this book while you walked in.
Oh, what's this book about? Oh, all the memories in this hotel that we're about to lose. Oh, did I say that out loud? If only there was somebody with a lot of money around
that could save it.
Yeah. Oh, but that'll never, ever happen.
Yeah.
And then the little girl is like, are you worried about money again, Nana?
Exactly. Like, we'll never get a rich person in here. We only get like regular millionaires.
Yeah. Rats. Poor guys are barely hanging on. Yeah. Hanging on by a string in this
economy. They're only driving BMWs. They're not driving Lamborghinis. Yeah. So, you know, losers.
Yeah, so they're no help.
I didn't recognize any of the logos on Lindsay Lohan's cars.
Yeah, they want the Trident.
The Trident logo. We gotta look that shit up, I guess.
We're too poor to know what that
is. We're too poor.
Yeah. She starts falling in love with him in the most boring, lazy kind of way.
I guess so. Jesus.
It's like, well, he's here.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the most, he's here, she's here. Who else is in the town? It's only old people, young people, and like, that's it.
Yeah. And then she's like, I don't know what love is because I have serious head trauma.
That's right.
That'll take me years to recover from. Anything gives you amnesia. Yeah, it will take you a long time to recover.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have no memories of anything, but I don't know. This guy seems all right.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's better than the other options that I can remember, which is none, because I don't have any memories.
Yeah. This is like when Adam Sandler was recreating that date so he can keep banging Drew Barrymore every day. Right. And like it was a first date, like he gets a first date bang every time.
Every time.
Genius. I didn't know that's what that movie was about.
Yeah, that's 100%
that movie's about. But for him, at some point, that's got to be boring, right? It's like, all right, but this is like, it's the 5,000th time I've banged her, so like it's not really that exciting.
Yeah,
that's just called it's a long term relationship.
That's that's what I'm saying. It's not exciting.
Well, also she's not gonna remember the next day, so you can do whatever you want.
That's true. You can get real kinky with it. You're not gonna remember this, so I know you. Every time I try this, you say no, but I'm going in.
Oh. That was a horrible rape movie that Adam Sandler made. And his dad, like her dad helped him.
Yeah, of course.
Her dad is like, yeah, this is what we got to do for her brain and all. And he's like, yeah, for her brain.
That's horrific.
horrific monster.
This movie is why I don't watch movies.
You get a little bit of a sense that he's taking advantage of the fact that she can't remember shit. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he's also helping her out. I don't know. It's so lukewarm. This whole movie, it's a nothing.
Yeah. So then the dad comes back and he's like, hey,
where's my daughter?
Where's the old daughter at? And then Terry, the other guy that I thought was her gay best friend.
Yep.
He's her assigned assistant.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. I haven't heard from her in four days. But I just assumed that
you're talking about the guy that looks like if Conan O'Brien and Bill Burr had a gay son.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then that's when the dad's like, oh, you idiots, like call the sheriff and shit. Because also nobody, again, old Chubby Cheeks never called around.
Nope.
Never posted a picture anywhere.
Never went to Facebook, nothing.
No. They went to a big market. He's like, let's go to the market and see if anybody recognizes you. But then doesn't ask people.
Yeah. They only go to see the murder Santa.
That's right.
Yeah.
They go.
And then that's when they see the sleigh. And that's right. And then she's like, I wish I had this sleigh.
Oh, did she say that? Is that the payoff? Like, ah. Wink, wink.
Yeah, because she was like, what is... The little girl was super into the sleigh.
Yeah. Oh, I totally forgot about that. I thought that sleigh just popped out of nowhere.
No. That was the Santa sleigh.
Oh, I thought Lindsay paid for that.
Oh, did she pay for it? No, because she didn't have money because she...
Because she has no memory.
But that was after the...
Nope.
It was Santa Claus. Santa Claus did it.
I thought that was at the end.
That was a Christmas miracle.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
It looked like a present. Like Lindsay Lohan sent it to him. No, it was a Santa Claus. Because Santa Claus had it in the scene.
Yeah.
But he never...
I mean, Santa could have sprang for a car, but you know,
It was like, sorry, you couldn't close the deal, little Santa.
Yeah.
It's the worst at Santa.
Yeah. It's just, well, they cut out the part where he found the porno magazine on the seat. You
know, yeah.
It's just something to help him out.
Yeah, you know, he's bored in the North Pole. The sleigh, well, they do that, but he never posts on their social media. Like, they don't have social media because they have an old phone.
Right.
A multi-line phone.
They have no website.
Yeah, no website. I mean,
that might be the first part. If you want to save your business, have a website. It's fucking 20,000.
It's 2022.
Yeah, exactly. You can get on Expedia or Booking.com and they'll do all that shit for you.
Yeah, there should have been like a computer screen and a bunch of like emails coming up. You have a new reservation. No.
Everyone pays with checks. They only answer the phone. Again,
old timey America.
She traveled it back in time.
Yep. So then it's ridiculous.
She traveled back in time, met this handsome blonde-haired man who was just an owner of a small inn, but one day... That would become a chain of inns because it's her dad.
Yeah, yes. That's 100% correct.
That's right.
That's literally the plot to Kate and Leopold.
Is it serious?
Yeah. Where
I never saw that movie.
Let's just say Liv Schreiber, who plays her ex in the beginning of the movie, if like the original twist was that she goes back in time and bangs his like great great grandfather.
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And she ends up being his direct ancestor. And this is like after they already boned.
Of course.
Oh, gross.
But I guess if it's that far back.
Also, if she's traveling back in time, she banged him and then she's going forward, I feel like no harm done.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not like it's a direct descendant.
It's literally a direct descendant.
It's her own dad.
But like, wasn't fucking Hugh Jackman from like the 1500s in that movie or some
shit? No, he was from I think like the 1880s, 1890s. Okay,
so not that far back.
No, not that far back.
All right, kind of weird then.
Like, that's why I say it was only like a great-great-grandpa.
like seeing a picture of him.
Yeah.
All right.
That I thought if they were going back to like. You know,
like 500 years
medieval times.
No, it turns out like he invents the elevator or something or whatever.
Oh, no, that was like in the 40s.
I don't know. That's just the plot. I'm not talking about any accuracies or consistencies. Yeah. Just that is what happened. And Meg Ryan becomes like, okay, I guess it could work if she marries her own dad and becomes her own.
Well, she wouldn't marry him. She would just fall in love with him and then come back to.
Does she end up with Liev Schreiber and not Hugh Jackman in that movie?
Oh, yeah, she ends up with Hugh Jackman.
Okay, that's what. Yeah. So that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay then.
She only had sex with her direct descendant. She still marries a complete stranger.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
It's like if you finger your cousin.
She's actually refreshing the gene pool because, you know, she's not an aristocrat.
True, yeah, which are incredibly inbred.
Yeah. Extremely.
That's true. All right. I'm on board with this. Like if Marty McFly had banged his mom, but. That's it.
That's you it. Know? Yeah, nothing came of it.
You didn't get her pregnant.
Yeah, if you didn't get her pregnant, fine.
He pulled out.
Yeah.
Marty's pullout came was strong.
Yeah, he was from the 80s. They were big with pullout by then.
Exactly. He just sprayed his mom 50s. Down with an immense amount of jizz.
And then he's like, gotta go back in time. All right.
I'm too high for this.
I need another beer.
Moji. All right. Even though she looks like a fed up old lady, she's like,
I know, yeah.
We're back.
Makes his little face.
Alrighty, where were we?
We're talking about going to nasty.
Oh no, they're in love now.
No, so the dad shows up, and then that's when they're like, oh, now we gotta actually look for this fucking lady.
Right.
Because again, nobody did any work on this. Nope. Also, he doesn't tell people like. You know, like if you're taking care of a person and then somebody comes in and he's like, who's that new lady? You'd be like, oh, I got to tell you what the fuck happened. So she lost her memory. Like he doesn't tell anybody that.
Yeah.
They just give her a name and then make her work.
That's right.
So
They can't afford to pay a maid.
They can't afford to pay a maid.
Of course, you go to the hospital and just pick up like any random.
Yeah. Hey, again, it's got a perfect overboard situation.
Yeah. You got any head traumas around?
You got any crazy druggies or homeless?
Best place for that is a VA.
Yeah, you could just pick one of those up and then...
Just day laborers for days.
Yeah, there you go.
But they're not a pretty white lady.
That's true.
Yeah.
True. They're not a pretty redhead.
I mean, they might be.
Not usually.
Odds are against
you. Yeah, they're very hard against you. Then that's when they're like, oh shit, we gotta fucking look out. But this time, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, by this time it's Christmas Eve, and they've decided that they have to save the inn.
Well, they got in a quick little fight because he's like, you don't even remember shit. And then she got mad.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Yeah. Uh-huh. He makes several very weird like jokes about her not having memories.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very not cool.
Yeah.
But then also, she's like, I'm going to leave. I got to go. And then that's
because he's like, I'm starting to feel things that I haven't felt since
the wife. So then he comes back. He's got that weird, creepy angel.
Yes.
He's like, I think it's time.
I think it's time. You and me. You have to be here for it.
Yeah. And she's like, all right, let's save the inn.
Right. So they come up with this idea that they're going to throw a party.
All right.
And so at the very last minute.
At the very last minute.
On Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And they're going to invite the townspeople. Yes.
Right. And then, all right, so I'm on board with this. We're going to throw a big party to raise money. And we're going to tell everybody, this party is for raising money, so please bring donations.
Or,
that's not the plot. That's not the plan.
That's not the plan at all. You could also do a big party where you charge a cover charge.
Maybe? Yeah, maybe do like...
Have a band, maybe charge for drinks and food.
Also, if there's not already a Christmas Eve party there, then you fucking got everybody. Like,
that's right.
Everybody's going to go to your party.
Like, why was he not already doing a yearly party?
Yeah,
that's true. Exactly. First of all, you're a Christmas town. Everything in that town is Christmas.
It's Christmas parties.
There has to be a Christmas Eve party. Yep. And also, if you have all of these tourists, you don't think they want to go to a Christmas party?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They don't have their family around. They're
not, well,
like they're going to want a Christmas party.
Well, they're not at home. That's why they're at the resort.
You know, because at the resort on Christmas Eve, they get like cute little hats for the kids and marshmallows to roast and gourmet hot cocoa. And they don't get anything except farts at the other place.
Man, I want to be rich.
Yeah. yes, that's the big takeaway from this movie.
Yeah. But instead, his plan is, let's put a bunch of money into this, get a bunch of food and drinks, alcohol.
Hire a bartender.
Maybe 2 hours into it, maybe I'll ask for money. Maybe.
And 2 hours into it, I'm going to stop the party and be like, we're going under, we need money. Yeah. What a fucking bummer of a, what a horrible bummer plan.
That'd be a shit party.
A shit party.
Be like, we were all having a good time, and then all of a sudden he starts
asking for money. Yeah. Like, if
he's like, duh, I didn't bring any. I got like $5 in my wallet.
No. Everybody brought checks to this fucking thing.
Yes.
Everybody bought,
pre-filled out checks. So somehow they knew.
No. Francisco, I think you mean everybody bought their cell phone so they were just able to pay? Like PayPal or
they have no way of accepting money except for checks in this fucking, this inn does not have a fucking POS system.
Credit card machine.
No credit card.
They don't have a fucking Square.
Not even the old carbon copy one.
Nope.
All those sheets of paper said was like, get fucking Zelle.
Yeah. I'll give you some money when you get a fucking Venmo.
That's right. Where is the QR code, you piece of shit?
There's literally like eight very
very easy to use
accessible apps that you can to transfer money. Any of them. And you can just tap it. You can tap phones together to transfer
money. It still trips me out that we have people coming into, like, I work at a store. We have people coming into the store every day to use MoneyGram.
Yeah. You're like, stop doing that.
Like, your phone. You have a phone.
They're like, what kind of money laundering situation?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Everybody, I think what the implication was that Lindsay Lohan went and talked to the people. Because she leaves with the book.
That's true.
She leaves with the book and then she comes back.
But they could have made that a little more clear, apparent. Right? Yeah.
So instead, everybody just shows up.
Especially if we're supposed to like this person.
And
Yeah.
And pretty much what we've seen from her is being a rich bitch. Trying at chores, being pretty bad at them, and then immediately getting slightly better at chores.
And then falling in love with the guy.
And then falling in love with the guy for no apparent reason.
Right. The only thing is that she's trying to help his stupid business.
I guess that's admirable. But if you would have had her like doing some legwork, like getting out there, you'd be like,
a montage of that would have been pretty nice. Yeah. Or like schmoozing.
Maybe,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want this movie to be any longer. It's already like 94 minutes longer than it should be.
True, but there's scenes that you could absolutely cut to make room for a scene that would actually do something.
100%.
Or if we have like a scene where she's just working out in the snow and like carrying a big log and like running up hills stuff.
Yes.
Pulling the sled. Like, that'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
What, is she training for a fight?
Yeah, like that. Like, if she was training for a fight, that would be fucking great.
I mean, you could pretty much get rid of most of the Tad scenes, which are obviously supposed to be comic relief.
Yeah.
But
they're just like little kid
erotic teasers.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're either erotic teasers for a age gap Brokeback Mountain, or they're just nothing.
He's like, oh, Ralph, your beans are so delicious.
Yeah. Like, there was a scene where he was super into his beans.
Yeah. That's true. He had never tasted beans like that before.
He's like, I've never had beans in my mouth like this one. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I had beans in my mouth like this.
And that man who subsists on like wild fish and is full of parasites just winked at him.
I mean, yeah, I feel like Ralph has no idea what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
No. He's just being a manly man. And he's like, he's so separated from society. He doesn't even know that he's getting hit on. Like, yeah, he has no idea.
He just handed over that poop shovel, like, just...
Yeah. Like, he throws an axe at his face.
At his face.
Yeah,
at his
face. He's like, he'll catch it. Like, that's what people do.
Yeah, he's a man. That's what men do. Yeah.
That's right.
They carry poop shovels.
Again,
they
catch none of this has any payoff.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly.
In your head, in my head.
Ooh. Well,
yeah, yes. Yeah, again, the movie that Erica created in her head is way better than the fucking movie that we saw.
Sign up for my newsletter, too.
Yeah, again, when you make the erotic fan fiction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you go to fallingforchristmasfanfiction.blogspot.com.
Yep. Oh, you're going to read some shit.
You're going to read some erotic,
like melcorazon.com. Shit.
Yeah, yep. Oh, then you're going to... That love affair between Tad and Ralph is
sexy.
Steamy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just melting the screen.
Yep. They melt the snow. They like...
Yeah.
You
know,
there's just... That's when you pull out and it's just a heart-shaped melted patch of snow.
And they're just in the dirt.
Yep.
Still naked. But
that's
like
the cover.
A bear pelt.
A bear pelt, for sure.
Covered over their junk.
You want it to be classy.
Yeah, you want a little bit classy. A little classy. The dad and shows up. The dad and Terry show up to the sheriff's office where they find Tad. And then that's when... Because they're arresting Ralph for poaching.
For poaching fish?
I don't know what the fuck is poaching. What is he poaching?
Fish. He's poaching fish.
I guess so.
And then they're arresting him for that. And then that's when Tad is like, oh, no. I just assumed she survived somehow, even though I've been lost in the wilderness for 3 days.
I assumed she was fine.
Yeah. But, you know, also I proposed to her and shit. And you know, the dad doesn't like it.
He immediately jumps to that. Like, yeah. He's like, so anyways, I know she's missing or whatever, but we're proposed. Hey, dad.
Yeah. I just called you dad now. Yeah.
Not suspicious at all.
No. Yeah, exactly. It's not like I pushed her down the hill.
Yeah, it's not like
killed her.
Yeah, not like I'm wanting money from this very rich billionaire.
Yeah, who would do that? Then it's like, oh no, emergency for reals. Let's go check that. And then the sheriff guy is like, I know where she's at. And I'm like, why? Did he see her before?
Did he know the whole time?
The whole time he knew? And he's
that was the guy who just pawned her off on Chubby Cheeks to begin with.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's like, okay.
Like,
yeah.
I totally forgot to put up pictures.
There should have been a moment.
I forgot to look for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's right. I was supposed to look for that lady with amnesia.
Yeah. That would have been much better.
Yeah. That would have been a better joke, because this movie tries to do funny jokes.
And it doesn't do any of them.
No,
it's just stolen jokes.
Later they do the bit where Lindsay Lohan remembers all of the romantic moments. It would have been very funny if the sheriff, that just like a little thought bubble came out and was like, missing girl.
Wait a minute. So they go back right when everybody's giving them a check.
That's right.
Yeah. They've already had a romantic dance.
Fucking checks like it's church.
Like it's church. It was ridiculous. Everybody's like, oh, you've done so much for us and, you know, we all love you and all. So
remember here's
that
the
time
MoneyGram.
That you helped us? Yeah, here's MoneyGram. Remember that time that you helped me and you helped my son? Here's money for that.
Right.
And it's a Christmas miracle where everybody brought checks. That's a real miracle.
That's the real miracle is that 40 people had checks.
40 people brought checks. Yeah. That's all day. You have to go to the bank all day to buy a fucking one check.
One check.
Yeah, because you're not going to tell me this dude has a bank app where he can just scan it. And just
exactly. Maybe that's why they feel sorry for him. They're like, he doesn't even have a fucking POS system. It's still his mother-in-law fucking taking books.
It's fine. We'll go to the bank. Even though it's like... three towns over.
Yeah, we'll go to the one bank.
Yeah.
Pay $12 for a cashier's check. To give to this backwards ass motherfucker who can't get his shit together. Probably because he doesn't accept Apple Pay.
Yeah. He's not on fucking Expedia.
He's not on Expedia. He has no website. Like, that's why your business is failing.
You're a bad business person.
Yeah.
But he's bad at everything. Everything that he tries to teach someone, he uses, like, the worst form.
That's true.
He teaches her to cook badly. He doesn't even bother to teach her to do laundry.
Well, and when he teaches her to ski, he's just like, just do what they do.
Yeah.
And then pushing her down.
He's like, stand up straight. Keep going. Yep, faster. That's great.
Yeah.
When he tries to fix the snowmobile... He just kind of like bangs it.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if he's like, hey, I got to be honest with you. I'm just a very rich guy that ended up. And my dad gave me a fake job at this fucking inn. And I don't really know what I'm doing.
Actually, I got to be honest with you.
I hired this orphan.
Three years ago, I lost my memories and I fell in love with this Mexican girl. And I've just been kind of like hanging out here ever since.
This is a town where that happens.
Yeah. This is Amnesia Town. Don't you know that?
Anybody else lose their memory ended up here? Everybody's like raising their hand. Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anything can happen in this movie.
And again, this movie does have opportunities for jokes, which it desperately wants and needs.
Yeah.
And yet has none.
You just need a fucking comedy writer to show up and not an AI that was forced to watch Lifetime movies.
That's clearly what they wanted Tad to be. They wanted him to be like they needed to hire a stand up for that. Something.
Yeah.
Somebody a fucking some improv shit. Person. Exactly. A fucking SNL cast member. Something. Jesus.
It's just crazy to me because like they didn't know, do they want to be an edgy parody of these movies and do they want to be like the earnest thing? And they went for the earnest thing and it's so unsatisfying.
It is, and it's such a missed opportunity.
They do want to be the earnest thing, but they can't even bother to do it well.
Or, like, they're not even add enough magic. Like, that's the thing with some of these. Is you add enough Christmas magic.
That's what I was saying about, like, the Santa Claus thing. Like, if you went really cheesy and over the top, you could at least appreciate it for being that, like, over the top and cheesy earnest.
Yeah. Instead, they hired a guy with the
creepy smile, and they never have him dress up as Santa. They never have him do like straight up magic.
He should have been in a fucking A24 Christmas horror movie. Like that was the vibe, and I don't understand. Like, was he trying to audition for one or what? I don't know.
I feel like he auditioned for Ralph, and then like
they were the runner up. He was the Ralph runner up, yeah.
And then the Ralph guy's beard was too gray, and they're like, "We need the white beard. We're gonna have to go with the white beard guy."
Yep.
Yeah. Or maybe like his reading wasn't that good, so we're like, "Well, this is the guy that no doesn't lines. Talk."
Yep. Yeah, exactly. But he has the look.
Yeah, but he has the look exactly. No, it's just like the lowest common denominator for these movies. This one is. It's just rich girl, small town guy.
Yeah.
Or you could exchange it with big city girl, small town guy, falls in love.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even have the gazebo from the Lifetime movies. No. You don't even get that gazebo. Doesn't.
You don't get a gazebo shot. You don't really even get like a riding in the snow shot together.
Right.
The horse
stuff.
You
don't get like much of the cute Christmas town either. Everything's just like a little corner.
It pretends to have more heart because it avoids some of the cliches, but then it's just more cliches.
No, this movie is fucking watered down.
Yeah. Also, no Lindsay Lohan cleavage.
No, not
if you were if you were tuned into it like I was for that.
Yeah, she wears one hot dress, which is like a very matronly cut on the bodice, and the shade of red is all wrong for her. It's like a tomato red, and she should be in like a blue red.
Yeah,
and it just makes her look so sallow.
Either a bad costume person or like wardrobe person or the director being like, no, put her in the red. And the wardrobe person's like, I don't know if it goes with all the freckles and all. And
they're like, no, it's red. Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. It's got to be red.
It's just crazy to me because
should've won green.
There was like a weird nod to that time Lindsay Lohan played Elizabeth Taylor. Like, you know.
Yeah, she's like dressed like her.
Yeah.
She's dressed like in a hot. Mean Girls.
Yeah, where like she's singing Jingle Bell Rock. Like, it's like they skirt the line. Like, they want to be subversive and they just can't.
Yeah.
Can't get
they want to wink at the. They want to wink at the audience, but all they can do is blink.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's like a pervert blink too.
Yeah.
It's like a weird trying too hard blink.
Trying too hard blink.
Like you're trying to show somebody that you can blink.
Look, I'm not a robot. I blink.
I blink. See?
It makes me think you're a robot even more.
Yeah. So then Tad shows up and he's like, hey it's Sierra. Yeah. And you remember this is the ring. And that's when she remembers. She's like, oh, that's right.
It's too big. It doesn't fit. And then the dad's like, it's me, your dad. And she's like, yeah.
That would have been funny. And she's like, are you sure? Because you look exactly like this guy.
Yeah. that was weird.
And then the dad is like, yeah, that's why I like him.
Yeah.
It's just me.
It's
just younger me, which is what I want for my daughter all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then she's like, oh, yeah, I'm remembering shit now. And then I have to go back to my regular old multi-billionaire life.
Right.
Like my boring, regular old, where I don't cook my own breakfast.
Yeah. That's right.
But immediately, I don't make my own bed. She's like, nah, this isn't for me. I do make my own bed, and I do cook my own breakfast, and I wear bad clothes.
And everybody's
she's
like,
she's a real person what? Now.
Like Terry calls the dad and, or no, Terry calls Tad and he's like, I don't know what's wrong with her. She's been like this all day. And she's just like cooking eggs.
Yeah. Yep.
And pancakes.
She's doing the flip.
Yeah. And then all the cooks have to clap for her.
They have to clap for her.
Like shit they learn on first day at culinary school. Right. And they're just like, yes.
Yeah. They're like, you fucking idiot. You clap or you're immediately fired.
You know these who that people, fucking is? Yeah, Jesus. Yeah,
these people do not fuck around.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I don't want to wear the super expensive dress. I'm going to wear a mom outfit.
It was
awful. It was terrible.
She had a mom outfit at the Christmas fundraiser, too. She was literally dressed like a Florida Mrs. Claus or something.
She was. It was like a weird, shiny
They gave her the kind of sexy dress for the like coming down the stairs shot, but then immediately she's like, I'm going to put on this oversized blazer.
Yeah.
Sequined
blazer.
Yeah, to get rid of any fucking shapes or curves that my body has.
That's right.
Yeah, hide everything. No, so then she's like, I'm going to dress like a mom again.
Yep. Because she's a mom now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And then finally she goes up to Tad and tells him, like, I don't want to marry you. Here's your ring back.
That's right.
And Tad is like, thank God, can I now be gay? Because I've been fucking waiting.
And rather than the good payoff of him calling Ralph and being like, Ralph, you and me, buddy.
Yeah.
Which would have been awesome. He instead is like, hey, random red-haired guy that we've seen twice.
Yeah, stupid, useless Terry.
Yeah. Let's hang out.
The one that lost my fucking
Like
wife.
The one that I've had absolutely zero interactions with or chemistry or contact or anything whatsoever resembling a story.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay, Ralph was where it's at, man.
I would have preferred Ralph if was he was
100%
like,
100% where it's at.
Terry, find me Ralph.
Yes. Yes. Like, that would have been good. Oh, Terry, come over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And Terry got so excited. He
gets excited.
He's like, look, I finally realized with this breakup that I am in fact gay. And I need you to go find Ralph.
Then you get that picture of him getting all smiley,
like, oh, finally, it's happening.
And then instead of bloops, we just see Terry, like, trekking through the woods. Oh, that would have been great. And then eventually he finds, like, the latest poaching cabin. And it's,
that would have been great. And he has a
satellite phone, so he can be like.
Yeah. He's not prepared for it, so he's shivering and
cold.
Yeah.
And then he's like, please tell me that you're Ralph. And then he's like, Tad is looking for you. And then Ralph like throws everything and like runs.
And then there's a helicopter.
He's, like, he's about to leave. Yeah. Where is he?
Oh, God.
It's like you could catch him if you go now.
Again, there's 100 better movies in this movie.
Yeah. Or if Tad was just like, there's only one person that I wish was here now. And then Terry sees that. And then Terry goes and finds Ralph on his own.
Yeah.
There's so many more ways. So there's this bit that's not a bad bit where after this, he's like, I can't remember the daughter's name now. But the daughter's like, did you ever tell her that you cared for her? And he's like, no. And he's like, well, go now. And this is when we get the magic sleigh.
Right.
That Balthazar, the horse that we had one scene with before.
Yeah, yeah.
Avi is her name.
Avi. Not a Hispanic name, but whatever.
No.
And Balthazar can take you on a one-horse sleigh.
That's right.
Christmassy.
Right.
They
already had a sleigh, by the way. Like,
yeah.
But it was busted.
He couldn't fix it because he's no good at anything.
But it wasn't like busted like it couldn't work. It just kind of like a little shitty.
Hey, he kicked it like 3 times, dudes.
So. That's true.
Like, he tried.
Yeah. So then he takes a one-horse sleigh. He runs up to the limousine because he thinks she's in there. And he like confesses his
love. Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good bit.
And then the window rolls down and it's Tad and Terry. If that was the first time and we see that it's Ralph... Fucking great.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah. If the window lowers and Terry and Ralph are in there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And Ralph's in like a velvet robe.
Yeah. I would have lost my shit.
He's like in luxury fishing gear or something. You know that shit that the rich guys wear?
Like that, then I would have been like, yes, something paid off in this fucking
exactly.
movie.
Exactly, but
nothing
no.
pays off.
This movie is garbage.
It's a pretty funny bit, but I've seen it before. But yeah, it's Terry and Tad are in there, and it's like, yeah, I think you got to go in there, Chief. Like, Terry's Santa
Tad,
takes her.
Yeah, because Tad is just like, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And it's Santa's the one that's like, hey, what you're looking for is back there.
Yeah, and again...
It's a dick pic.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also is not like who you're looking for.
Yeah.
It's what?
Because he's a freak. Santa Claus is a fucking weirdo.
Santa's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. So then he points him to where she's at.
And then this is the third, like, joke or mean thing he says about losing your memory, where he's like, I have this thing here, but I don't remember. It's mistletoe.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. I think I've forgotten. I had a little head trauma. Like, I get it, dude.
Like, I get it. I had head trauma and I lost my memory.
Yeah.
And it's very funny to you. I get that. Yeah.
He met her. What's his excuse for not remembering her?
I think he could have, if they would have really played that up, like he was just a real, like, jokester, like, kind of like fucking with people, you would have been like, oh, it's kind of cute. He's kind of like
she could have been like, fuck you, like, laughing. And
exactly. Like, they could have
give him face blindness.
They could have had that, or, you know, they could have had that little, like, kind of tensiony, like, kind of making fun of each other energy, but no.
None of that.
It's just him being a dick sometimes.
Yeah.
It makes a joke, and then they're like, ah, we're in love.
And then they
again.
Kiss, and then the dad comes in and is like, I like this guy.
He looks exactly like me.
That's right.
And in fact, I'm going to invest in your business, sonny.
Hey, kid, is your mom from Atlantic City by any chance?
Yeah. Was that's she a cocktail find waitress out here?
It's half an incest.
Yep. Also, we do not get Santa Claus riding off in a fucking sleigh.
Nope, nothing.
You could have put that shit in the background.
No disappearing. Nope. No winking at the audience.
He just wanders off like he's got really bad Alzheimer's.
No, like,
he's exactly. Like, are you my son?
Yeah.
Have you met, you know, I have a son your age.
He kind of walked off like he was prairie dogging.
He's like, I'm shitting my pants.
Could have put the hat on.
The miracle works. Yeah. Now, where's the goddamn bathroom? Because I'm shitting my pants.
The power always does it.
Yeah, you could put a hat on something. Something.
It's like if you
pays off for the fucking Santa Claus.
If you be this like schmaltzy and ridiculous, just fucking go for it.
Yep. Just go full Santa Claus. But
just go full fucking Santa.
Chooses not to. Instead, we just get like, we're in love now. Yay. And then,
that's it. Oh, and also the hotel sold out for the season.
Oh, because she plugged
it on
the news.
The news. Yeah.
Yeah. She plugged them in the news. So they sold out for the season. Yep. The grandma had to answer all the phone calls and make all the reservations because
they have no internet.
No website, no fucking Expedia, booking.com.
Nope.
Not on hotels.com.
No.
They do not deserve to be a fucking successful fucking bed and breakfast.
That's right. Hopefully,
because you have to call ahead of time.
The first thing old Daddy Lohan does is get him a fucking web designer. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus.
No, you go to GoDaddy.com and do that shit in 15 minutes.
Seriously. Like,
yeah. They deserve to fail, is what I'm saying.
They do.
Yeah.
So then, also, again, she's that famous that people watch her from the TV.
No one in the town.
And no one in the town.
That's because this town's real America, Francisco. Real America doesn't care
old,
about that
old,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old America where you don't have internets.
That's right.
You can leave your doors unlocked.
Doors unlocked.
Yeah, whatever you want. Nobody's going to come in and kill you.
No.
Except Santa.
And if they do, you have
except
a gun.
Except Santa, yeah. And if you do, you have a lot of guns.
A lot of guns, yeah. Not just one.
Yeah.
You don't be ridiculous.
A multitude of guns because this is America.
That's right.
That's the end of the fucking
movie.
We finish off with a nice dollop of the worst bloops.
Oh my god, these fucking bloops. I feel like we've done this before on a Christmas movie, I want to say.
Yeah.
Well, you said one of the Christmas princes had
bad
bloops.
Yeah, I think there was a second Christmas prince that
had bad bloops.
They're not bloops.
No, these
are
not.
There's nothing funny. They're not. They're just people being like,
Hey, she shook a snow globe at her face.
Yeah, like that. That's the level of it.
I've got stuff on my face. Like, yeah.
At least on the Christmas prince bloops, they would do stuff like, I miss my mark. Teehee. You know, like.
Yeah, like, what's the line again? And everybody laughs. Like, this was just more like they said the line and then the little girl laughed too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like, the guy just, like, walks funny.
Yeah. He was just like, I'm going to walk out of here kind of funny. Because the director already yelled cut. And they're like, bloop.
Yeah.
Not a bloop. No, none of it was funny. Again, if you would have shown Tad or Terry Gordon getting Ralph during this.
Something.
Yeah, it would have been like fucking great.
And look, here's just a tip for you. You know, we all love bloops, but if you don't have bloops.
Don't use bloops.
You have to have actual bloops.
You can't force bloops.
You can't force a bloop. Yeah.
And if your shit was not funny behind the scenes, don't fake it.
Yep.
No, yeah. You could have had like more scenes of them dancing together, and I would have been like, let's go for the romantic thing. I get sure. that.
Yeah.
But they could have gone, again, if you want to go schmaltzy, go schmaltzy.
Do
have
a baby them. Epilogue.
Yeah, yes. baby. Yeah.
Or do them do them just back at the thing with the Christmas and the little girl opening, and opening presents. Yeah,
I still say, like, Tad and Ralph, like, finding each other.
I mean, yes, good. That's obviously better.
Obviously, yeah. that's the best love story yeah, in this whole thing.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Or maybe the dad banging like a stewardess or something.
That would have been good too.
Would have been like, all right, that checks out.
But exactly.
Oh, that makes sense. But no, we get the worst of movies. So then that's the end of this fucking movie.
That's the end of this, if you want to call it movie.
Yeah.
So now we've got to get to our final section. It's our favorite section. It's how we fix this movie. We've already done it like 6 times.
We'll yeah,
do
we
it
have.
Again. Yeah, time traveling again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Everybody's kind of robotic in this, so robots.
I mean, definitely yeah. robots. I mean, if this was a Stepford Wives situation, you found out the entire town was robots except for Lindsay Lohan.
Fucking great.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And it would explain a lot of stuff.
It would explain a lot of stuff.
Yes.
It's like, oh, that's why no one has any soul.
Yeah. yeah. Or heart.
That or anything resembling
personality. Yeah.
That's why this whole movie feels like it was written by AI. It was. Yeah. Because I'm the only human here.
How was that in his dead wife's family for 3 generations, and yet the suegra had like such a heavy accent? I'm just like.
That's true. She's been living in Utah. She's been living in Utah her whole life.
Yeah.
Something doesn't check out. I think this was a con or something.
Yeah, that sounds
right. Yeah, again, robots.
Robots.
Yeah. Just robots that were trying to pretend to be human.
If that was the if this whole movie, you just changed nothing until the last 5 minutes, and then you just, it like, the world's end, where yeah. you just find out everyone's robots, and she has to just go, like, shotgun fucking
oh, yeah, yeah.
assault yeah. weapon John Wick style on a bunch of goddamn robots.
I'm on board with that.
Not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, but instead, we got this lukewarm, AI-written Christmas movie.
With an explosion count of 0.
Yes.
I mean, oh my God, yes. I really, look, if you go back and you listen to our previous Christmas episodes, you'll know and you'll recognize my immense anger towards the Christmas Prince trilogy yeah. that we covered. And they were very bad, and I hated them a lot.
Right.
But they were at least something, like there was at least yeah. things on the screen.
Well, there were ridiculous things that we could like laugh at. And,
yes.
Yeah. And yeah. you could be like, that was stupid.
Yes.
This is just like, meh.
This just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
This movie, like, it is now 10:12. I'm going to forget this movie by 10:15.
Yeah.
Like, yes. and nothing will be left of this movie in my brain.
Yeah. No, it's not good. It's neither good nor bad because it's lukewarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
I mean, it's bad. It's boring.
It's like when you get to drink water, but you're like, warm water? Like, yeah. you could either make it hot or make it cold, man. Like, yeah, one or the
nothing.
Other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warm water is so unsettling.
Yes. Yeah.
It feels dirty.
It's same with coffee.
Like, warm soda.
It's like iced coffee, good. Hot coffee, good. But just coffee that's been sitting out for 3 hours, disgusting.
Yeah. yep. Yeah. This is what this movie is.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's disgusting.
It's just, yeah, incredibly forgettable. So, anyway, we've made it through, though. Mm-hmm. Made it through. Happy birthday, Erica.
We made it through birthday. Yet another.
Merry Christmas.
Yet another Christmas classic.
Thank you for picking this because it goes along with it.
No, yeah. don't thank you. Pick a crazier Christmas movie next year, please.
I mean, I don't even know what that would be.
There'll be a lot. There is every year.
Next year there'll be another Christmas.
There'll be three more Christmas movies on Netflix, yeah. Well, hopefully, for God's sake, hopefully one of them has
mercy on us.
Something of interest to it. But until then,
I have to say, actually, just really quickly, ever since like I found my person, like these movies are just not the same.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
Like I have a harder time. Like I've tried, and I have a harder time getting into it. And it's like,
wow,
this is weird.
Maybe because you were just like romanticizing.
I don't know, because it was just something so abstract, you know?
Yeah.
Especially to, like, my, you know, little divergent brain. It was just like, oh, you know, this nice, fluffy...
Romance just didn't make sense.
It's like it's like when, like, you watch a doctor, like, a medical movie with the doctor guy, and he just keeps telling you, like, all the shit that's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that being like, oh, all right, that's, like, you can't...
Yeah,
you have the burden of knowledge now.
And now I'm like in this mostly functional, like as functional as you can ever have in a relationship, right? With a very sweet dude who's like very supportive and like just almost suspiciously perfect. Yeah. Like, he's like, I'm like, why are you this good? Anyway, but like, probably, like, fingers crossed, really, because like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
too much
but,
romance, you say.
But it's weird. It's just really weird. Like, I just, yeah, these movies are a little harder, so we might have to
pivot. Are we going to pivot?
Up the ante
or something.
Well, I mean, like, there are a couple of action horror Christmas movies that have come out of in recent years.
That's true.
So we could always hard pivot to that. We'll find out next year. We still got 365 days to figure that shit out.
Yeah. But I would suggest that might want to be, like, according to Tim, I have fun reactions to horror and suspense. He made me watch, like, all the Jason Bournes, and it was just a lot of, like, screaming and jumping.
Oh, so maybe we should do, like, a edge of your seat Christmas action.
Christmas action?
Yeah.
Jingle all the way?
Little, yeah. Nothing says in your seat like Jingle All the Way.
Cute.
And it has the biggest fucking action star of all time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out next year. Yeah. But until then, hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Probably didn't edit it much because I got to put it up tomorrow, basically.
Yeah.
So,
a rare unedited version.
It's going to be pretty rough, but we hope you enjoyed it anyways. And we'll see you next year. Until then, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And I'm Erica Lina.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, we did it.
Yay.
Also, we love you.